tells us, you see, he wants us to have a relationship with him. You see, that is to come to know him. Now, when we talk about knowing God, one of the things that you have to understand is in the Bible, the word gnosko in the Greek language, the word for knowledge, it refers to intimate relationship. It does not refer to intellectual information. Okay? So in the Bible, for instance, in Genesis, in the story of Adam and Eve, when the Bible tells us that Adam knew his wife Eve and she bore him a son, that's talking about the sexual relationship, but it is grounded in intimacy. In other words, so in the Bible, when it talks about knowledge, it's talking about an intimate relationship. You see? So when God talks to us about him wanting to know us and us to know him, he's not talking about just intellectual information. He's wanting us to be in an intimate relationship with him. Well, one of the things we have to understand is there are different levels, so to speak, of knowledge that people have. Think about these different levels in terms of relationships you have with other people. The first one would be kind of like the idea of a reputation. Okay? Think about the people that you, quote unquote, know. You see, somebody comes to you and they say, hey, do you know so-and-so? And you're like, well, I don't really know them. I've heard of them before. I know their name. I've heard about them. I've never really met them, but I know them. You see, we know that person more based on reputation or information than anything else. And for a lot of people, it's the same way with God. They know him based on his reputation. And so it may be that they know about him. Maybe they've read some of the Bible, and so they've got some information. Maybe they've heard somebody talk about God, so they know some things about him. But that's not the same thing as knowing him. And it may be that they've heard somebody preach a lesson or whatever. They heard on the radio somebody talking about God, and so they've heard about him. It's hard to find. It would be, I would say, almost impossible to find someone who lives in America today who has not heard of God. Okay? In one way or another. Okay? So a lot of people out there have knowledge of God on the level of a reputation where they have heard of him. Maybe they went to church as a child. You see? Maybe their experience growing up, maybe they went to church a few times or what have you. Or it may be that, you know, they've heard some stories from the Bible. They have a favorite Bible verse, you know, on a refrigerator magnet or something stuck up. That you know, it's those things that talk about the familiarity. Well, yeah, I've heard about him. I know this. But they really don't know him. That's that first level. Really kind of a reputation, so to speak. And then there's that level that says, I know someone based on past experience. Okay? So I have some memories of that person, you know, from the past. I grew up with that person. It may be that college buddy or that childhood friend that you grew up with. And so you know that person in that way. For instance, I have a friend of mine by the name of Vincent. Okay? Now, I don't know, Mom, do you remember Vincent? Vincent and I, when we were kids, we were tight. I mean, we were inseparable. We got into trouble. We did a lot of things together, okay? And Vincent and I, we were always together. We played together. We did all kinds of stuff together. But Vincent, you know, his dad got transferred. My dad, you know, we moved away, and I haven't seen Vincent since I was a kid. And I couldn't tell you today anything about Vincent. I knew him well when I was a child because we spent all of our time together. But I have no idea where Vincent is, what's going on in his life, or what happened. You see, I knew him well back then, but I don't know him now. It's kind of like that person that comes back into your life, you see. You know, we have those memories, you know, and so forth. You ever had somebody like that? You hadn't seen them in forever, and all of a sudden they show up at your door one time. And there's all those memories from your childhood. Hopefully you have better friends than just a snowman is there. But anyway, then there's that level of people who know him intimately. You see? In a relationship with him. You see, because that's what God wants from us, is a relationship, and He wants that with us. And so there are those people who not only believe in God, but to them, their Christianity and their faith is not just something that they do, it's who they are. It's about not just religion, but it's about the relationship that they have with God. And that's what God wants with us. You've probably known people or heard people talk about maybe themselves or someone else, and they use the phrase, say something like, well, yeah, he got religion, or she got religion, or I got religion. Well, you know, that sounds really good and holy, but God doesn't want us to have religion. He wants to have a relationship with Him. See? That's what He's seeking more than anything. Religion will only carry us so far. It gets us to do certain things and follow rules and rituals and regulations and things like that. But a relationship. You see, a relationship is personal. And that's what God wants with us. You see? Not religion, but a relationship. Because what that does is it kind of brings us into the realm of being best friends. And you think about what are some of the characteristics of a best friend, someone that you have, you know, that is your best friend. What are some of the things that you look for in that kind of a relationship? Well, you know, it's the things like, well, we know all about each other. You know, we talk to each other, we tell each other about things, we have secrets and all those kind of things. We know each other very well. And we enjoy being with that person. And even when that person is acting up, we might get mad or upset and, you know, hurt, but we look forward to making up and being back together again. You see, why? Because we're best friends. And it's those times where you find that I can really trust this person. Why? Because they're my friend. I can tell them anything, and I don't have to worry about them violating their trust. Why? Because we're friends. And then it's when you're not able to be with that person that you really miss being with them. You long to be with them again because you're best friends. See, that's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us. He wants us to be best friends with Him. You see? In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, in the text that we read as we began this morning, notice a couple of things that John is really pointing out to us here about relationship with God. You see? He says, we know that we have come to know Him. Okay, we've gotten to that point. We can know this. This is not something we have to wonder about. You know, do I really know? He says, we can know that we have come to know Him. Or in other words, we can be sure or be confident that we are in relationship with Him. That's basically what he's saying here. And how can we do that? If we obey His commands. And he says, the man who says, I know Him, but does not do what He commands, he says, is a liar. You see, the foundation of the relationship of knowing God falls back to doing what He tells us to do. Okay? Knowing Him in relationship. If we don't know Him very well, then what's going to happen is we're going to do what we want to do and live according to our will instead of His. And I think that's one of John's major points there. How well you know God is going to determine how you live your life. And if you don't know Him very well, you're not going to be concerned about living the way He wants you to live. You're going to be concerned about living the way you want to live. Okay? Our actions reveal how well we really know Him. Remember a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this, we talked about our walk and our talk. And then does our walk match our talk? You see, it's one thing to talk and to say, yes, I'm a believer in God, or even I'm a Christian and I'm a follower of Jesus, but does our walk match our talk? Are we really doing what He wants us to do, what He tells us to do, or are we just saying so? Okay. And that comes to the whole idea of a lot of people kind of get mixed up in this thing about doing a lot of good deeds and all the good works and so forth. But here's a couple of things we have to keep in mind about that, you see. First of all, doing good doesn't mean that we know God. Just because we do good things doesn't mean that we have a relationship with Him. You see, just because that we do good things doesn't mean that we know the one who is good. We can do a lot of good things and still not know Him. In fact, one of the things that we find out is there's a connection between us knowing God and Him knowing us. That's the relationship here. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, who is he talking about? We've talked about this passage before. He's not talking about the folks out there that say, no, I don't believe in God, I don't want to follow him. He's talking about people who say, yes, not only do I believe in God, but I am his follower and he is my Lord. That's the folks he's talking about here, okay? People that claim that Jesus is their Lord. And look at what he says about these folks. He says that those, only the ones who are doing the will of the Father are the ones who are going to go to heaven. Look what he says. Many will say to me in that day. What day is he talking about? The judgment day. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. Okay, again, they're calling him as Lord. And they're saying, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons? And in your name do many wonderful works or perform many miracles? Those are all deeds. They're saying, look at all the good things that we've done, Lord, in your name, on your behalf. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So you see, knowing God is not just about doing a lot of good things. You see, knowing God requires that we do what He wants us to do, not what we want to do. Okay? How well, then, do you know Him? Just think about that. Let the same thing say, how well do you know Jesus? How many of you recognize this guy right here? Okay, a couple of you got your hands up. This is a picture of Ken Starr. Ken Starr. Ken Starr was the special prosecutor during the Clinton administration, back when all the stuff was going on, and he was the one who was chosen to be special prosecutor, investigating all that stuff and so forth. Well, I'm here to tell you today, I know Ken Starr. Okay? And in fact, I don't know if you realize this or not, but Ken Starr is a member of the church. He actually came to hear me preach one time. He did. When I was preaching in Charlottesville, Virginia, he came to the university law school there, UVA law school, deliver an address and so forth. Sunday morning comes for worship time, and here he comes walking in with his two Secret Service bodyguards, and hey, Ken's here. Yeah, I know. You're not believing that story, are you? He actually did come there, UVA, and spoke at the law school. He actually did come to the church. He didn't come to hear me preach. He came to worship the Lord. I happened to be a preacher that day. But I did get a chance to talk to him. Really interesting fellow. Really good guy. But you see, my point is, I could say to you, yeah, I know Ken Starr, but I don't really know him. I met him. I talked to him. And I know about him, but I don't really know him. See? And I think that's the way a lot of people would have to be really honest to say, how well do you know Jesus? Would have to say, yeah, I'm kind of just like, I know Ken Starr. See, met him, talked to him some, I know a lot about him, but do I really know him? See? The Apostle Paul, to the church in Galatia, wrote these words. He says, formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature were not gods. Okay? But now that you know God, look at this, or are known by God. You see how he puts the two of those together? When you know God, he knows you. That's relationship, isn't it? You say? So he says, how is it then that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? In other words, they came to know the Lord, but yet they started wavering and turning away. Well, what's the problem? You see, they were believers in God that who had come to know him. And it's that whole idea about you can know God, you can know a lot about God, rather, but not really know him. You see? And what had happened is they started going back. They were reverting back to their old ways of life. Well, how does that happen? How does one allow that to go on? Well, you see, I think they knew him, but they didn't know him enough to remain faithful to him, especially when times got tough. It's a big difference in knowing about someone and knowing someone in relationship. So again, the question I ask you to think about, how well do you know Jesus? You see, when you really know him, then you will become increasingly aware of his presence in your daily life. You see, that's what the walk with God is all about. We talked about last time, 1 John chapter 1, walking in the light as he's in the light. It's a daily walk. And that's what God wants with us, each one of us. You see, a relationship where we are walking with him on a daily basis. And you see, when we have that kind of relationship, that relationship with God is kind of defined by some certain characteristics that are going on. It's in other words, not being able to go through your day without talking to him. You see? It's being able to confide in him and to trust in him. Learning how to do that because of the relationship, you see? And it's also a matter of being able to recognize and see how God is working in and around and through us in our daily lives. Rather than just this acknowledgement that, yes, God is out there somewhere, and yeah, I believe in him, but... You see, God wants this kind of relationship with you. It's like the psalmist David expressed, okay? When you know God in this way, you get to claim him as your God. Psalm 63 and verse 1, David says, "O God, you are my God. You are my God. You belong to me in relationship." And notice what he says in the next several statements here about this. When we're in that kind of relationship and God is really our God, then we seek after him. Look, he says, I earnestly seek you. My soul thirsts for you, and my flesh faints for you. Look at the description that it gives, like someone being in the desert, dry and parched land, like you would be seeking after water. That's how much you want that relationship with God. And that's what he wants with you. So how does knowing him affect you? There's another question for us. Psalm 9 and verse 10, the psalmist there says, "Those who know your name will trust in you." You see, when we really get to know God, then we learn to really trust in him for all the different aspects and things that are going on in our lives. So we have to ask ourselves, then, what's in a name? How important is a name, really? You see, what we call someone reveals how well we know that person. So think about, you know, what do you call different people? What's the name that you give? For instance, I think, you know, some of you in here know and recognize that my legal name is Russell. Okay, you look on the paperwork, my birth certificate, that's what you named me, right? Russell. Okay? I had a salesman one time, a tele salesman called me one time and was kind of trying to convince me that we were friends. And how did I know that we weren't friends? And first of all, I didn't know who he was, but secondly, he kept calling me Russell. And anybody that knows me at all doesn't call me Russell. You see, because that's my legal name, but I don't use that. The people, the only person I know around here that calls me Russell is Lynette. She does that kind of mockingly, but that just tells you we're not really friends. Anyway. You know, so you know, people that know me don't call me Russell. And so if someone calls me Russell, I know that's a person that is a stranger to me. I don't know them very well. What is my name? It's Russ. That's what everybody knows me as. You see, Russ. So when people call me Russ, then I know that's somebody that knows at least something more about me than my legal name, you see, because that's the name that I go by. But now, okay, there's a secret for you, okay? Only my mom is still allowed to call me Russell. Okay? And a couple of my, you know, a couple of my aunts and uncles and still, you know, because that's when I was a child, when I was a young boy, that's what everybody called me, was Russell. So my mama still calls me Russell. Okay? But she's allowed to do that, because why? She's my mom, okay? I'm not going to tell her not to do that. But do you understand the point? You see, is how well do you know someone is a lot of ways indicated by how you address that person, what you call that person. So what do you call God? Is he the man upstairs, as a lot of people refer to him as, you see? Or is he maybe like that big boss in the sky? Is that how you know God? Or maybe is he one of these? Or maybe all of these and more? You see? What do you call God? How do you refer to him? Indicates a lot about the level of relationship you have with him. Okay? And as you get to know him better, your life can't help but change for the better because of the relationship. See? Because he will help you deal with the hurts that you face in life. And they're there. They're going to be there. And he's going to help you to forgive the unforgivable. See, because that's what friends do. And he's going to help you get rid of things out of your life like worry and fear and the torment that we face in our lives from time to time. He'll help you deal with all of those things because that's what friends do. See? You can experience, when you get rid of those things like grace, peace, trust, yeah, because that's what friendships and relationships provide for us, don't they? Right. So how well do you know him? Jesus wants to be in relationship with you. Right. That's what he wants more than anything, to be in relationship with you. That's why he died on the cross, so that we could be back in relationship with him, reconciled to him through the blood of Jesus, having our sins washed away. You cannot enjoy that kind of a relationship outside of Christ. Until you die to yourself and give your life to him, you cannot have that kind of relationship with him. But he has provided the means by which we all need to have that relationship. So here's the thing I want you to think about. We're going to stand together just a moment and sing a song, an invitation song. And it may be that through some of these things that we've talked about, that you look at your relationship and say, well, yeah, maybe there's a lot of things I know about him, but I haven't really gotten to know him. You want to know him better. Let us help.